11:26 on a steamy Sunday. You know, Rex, you and I we're very Hall and Oates esque.
Yeah, we are.
I'm not sure which one of us need to be Oates, but
that's our era.
Yes. Okay. Well,
little Doobie Brothers. Yes. We'll add in. We'd be set, wouldn't we?
We may have to see if we
some
can.
Some Eagle stuff.
Drop a little bit of that good music. Okay, top 25, the Associated Press top 25. Well, first, I think we have a difficult chore, but something that must be done. And, why don't you take your friend.
That's
and
taking
a guy
to task, my friend Tom Murphy.
And I like Tom. I mean, a great reporter.
Absolutely.
Great reporter.
Great college sports reporter, Fayetteville-based for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. But, Bill, our friend
yes.
Tom Murphy, they printed his ballot in here. He is an AP voter.
Yes.
And he voted Boise State number one. I think Tom's a little overworked. I don't know how else to put it. I'm going to call Wally and see. I know football season's coming, but
right.
seen as soon as the football season's over, see if old Tom can get about a two-month sabbatical to his mind back.
He's one of two AP voters. There's only two.
Yes.
One of two AP voters that voted Boise State
including
first.
The guy from Arkansas.
Yes. So one of only two AP voters to put Boise State as number one. And Tom, who you're right, who's a great writer and a great reporter. But he had to be on the Glenn Levitt or something at some
point. Had a little too much Mountain Dew up there in the Ozarks or something. I don't know. I don't get it.
Well,
as we always say, if it's true, Boise State always starts the season ranked far too high,
yes.
and then they lose a game and we drop them far too low. Yeah. I mean, you go ahead, put them around 13, 14, 15. I'm fine with that.
Looking at this top 25, give me your teams that are wildly overrated.
All right, Boise State is wildly overrated.
At number five. Okay.
And I will come back with my – I'm going to ruin my SEC predictions, but I'll go on and tell you I decided to shake things up a little bit and come out with a team in either SEC division that I think is going to be a big disappointment this year. And I frankly think, given where they're ranked coming in, I think LSU is going to be a disappointment this year. And I decided when I came up with the West, I put Alabama 1, Arkansas 2, Mississippi State's my pleasant surprise to their fans 3, and LSU 4. So I think they're a little overrated, and they may win a national championship and prove me wrong, and talent can overcome Les Miles, of course. But
I'm not sure. Well, you just hit upon it. I mean, when you see Les Miles on the other sideline, you just know.
Always know you have a chance.
You've got a chance. He's the Emory Ballard of the SEC.
Yeah.
Metcalf.
Yeah.
Shelby Metcalf, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they did, though, have the old bumper stickers used to at Texas A&M that said, make Emory a memory. So,
I agree with you. I look at LSU and the seasons that they have truly excelled, and this was part of a hangover from Nick Saban. They had a manager at quarterback. They let their defense win their championship. And I'm not sure that the Jefferson kid is, and I'm just not sure he's a quarterback that can get it done for them. He puts them in, he will cost them more games than he wins for them.
Yes.
So I agree with you on that.
Live feedback over here on my BlackBerry from a mutual friend of ours says Murphy's number one pick loses opening night by 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, they go to Georgia, a team.
It's Ole Miss against Jacksonville State, that pick. That pick is as bad as that game was for Ole Miss, yeah, I tell you.
I can't. Okay, so let's throw – I think we can say with some degree – you can look at 4 and 5 and say they're both overrated. Give me another team inside the top 25 that's overrated.
Looking down through here, I think the Aggies are a little overrated, frankly.
At number eight.
And I think the Aggies are overrated. I think Arkansas will take care of them again at Cowboys Stadium.
I tend to agree with you, too. I think it's funny. When you look at the intensity of the SEC West and you see voters in the AP voting, I think that the reason you see teams like South Carolina and A&M and others, and even Oklahoma State up there, yeah, they're a good team, but they really don't have to play anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're A&M, Oklahoma's you've got a one-game schedule. Texas should be continue to be down this year.
Mm-hmm.
So they play Arkansas and Oklahoma.
Yeah.
You get to roll across Baylor and others. I think they're a product of their schedule more than the actual team.
Agreed. I mean, this is a team. They're too busy worried about Texas having its own cable network now.
Right.
But I think the Aggies are overrated, and I think the Aggies will turn out to be Aggies this year. We'll leave it at that.
And I cannot remember now. I want to say it wasn't Feinstein in the Washington Post talked about the fact that A&M making the jump to the big to the SEC and how important that is for A&M and blah blah blah. But then explaining this is a team that's not even remotely prepared to play college football in the SEC.
And I've seen similar commentary. No, you put them in the SEC West as it is presently constituted, they're not ready to play at that level.
Not at all.
Week in and week out.
Not at all. But in the same column.
Because
the writer,
suddenly you're not getting Iowa State to play in a conference game and Baylor to play in a conference game. And
well, you're right. You learn what it's like to play and excel at the highest level. The same columnist, though, however, did point out that he had him in the top 10.
Yeah.
So while it is an acknowledgement of the powerhouse nature of the SEC West this year, South Carolina, to me, is getting a little too much love. I know they've got Garcia back for his senior year. I know they've got the Lattimore kid. I know they picked up that highly coveted freshman recruit on the defensive side of the ball. But again, I think they're a byproduct of their schedule.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not a top 15 team if they have to play in the SEC West.
By the way, the person who predicted Murphy's number one losing on opening night by three touchdowns, I didn't know if he'd want to be quoted. It's, of course, Stats Norsworthy, and he comes back and says, I'm persona non grata now. I'm just live fan feedback. Stats is welcome on this show at any time.
At any point in time, and I actually, this was what...
In fact, was invited to fill in the whole third hour last week, but was driving back from a St. Louis Cardinal game. At the point of the third hour, he was probably to Sykeston by then, having Lambert's.
He could have easily called in while I was in absentia. You were running the ship, and now, and to some degree... If Stats had appeared, that would help us in our legal battles, as KBZ has been the subject of two wrongful death lawsuits this week from two people who were bored to death by our friend Rick Calhoun in the first hour.
We brought Andrew Metters out of retirement, AB, and had him back on these airwaves in the third hour.
There you go.
Former co-host with Randy Rainwater back in the dark. He goes back to the Pete Perkins era Drive Time Sports.
The great Pete Perkins, who has passed on. I'm just kidding.
He hasn't.
I'm kidding.
I know.
I just love people.
He's out of radio though.
Who else do we see? You know what? Let's go with teams that are underrated. And I got to tell you, and maybe this is just me, but I think Georgia is poised to have a really good year on the eastern side. And at 19, I think they're a tad bit underrated. I think you're looking at Georgia will finish the season in the top 15 for sure. Mark Richt will keep his job. And I think that they will be in the hunt to win the SEC East going into the last two weekends of the season.
I agree. I messed up last year because I picked Georgia to win the East, but I'm thinking Rick's not going to be down 2 years in a row. Mm-hmm. I think both Georgia and Florida, frankly, in the top 25 are a little bit underrated right now. Yes, the West is awfully tough, but, you know, you take some of these traditional powers from the East, and again, whereas I think LSU will be the disappointment in the West, I'm just thinking South Carolina is going to be the disappointment in the East. I've got them at number three, Bill. I've got Georgia 1, Florida 2, and South Carolina 3. That's where I really shake things up. In my SEC predictions, is I'm going to put LSU fourth in the West, and I'm going to put South Carolina third over in the East.
I don't know. I want to feel like that Will Muschamp could be the second coming of Ron Zook in Gainesville. Coaches that excel, like Spurrier, like Meyer, they understand that they're not coaching, you know, at Purdue.
Sorry to interrupt, but Stats reminding me, since we brought up the name A.B., he said he couldn't shake the fact that he goes back to the big book, little book era. For long-time listeners of this station.
Don't get us started on that. For those of you who used to crave to get into the little book or the big book.
What do you got in the little book? What's in the big book?
That was a devastating time for radio.
I'm sorry to interrupt. No, that was just too good for long-time Buzz listeners.
I just think that guys like Zook, and in this case, Will Muschamp, you're coaching at Florida. You're going to get – you need a playmaker-style offense and defense because your guys are great athletes. Zook is a systems guy that we've seen is you know, continue to go spiral downhill. I think Muschamp is one of these guys. While he's defensive-oriented, there's no doubt about it. At Florida, Florida State, at, you know, Miami, obviously at Miami, other places, man, you got to let them fly around the field and make huge plays and – that's how you win. I just don't know that Will Muschamp's that kind of coach.
Well, we'll see. But Florida is always going to be good.
Very talented.
I mean, they've got their tradition now. They're in the recruiting area. I think Florida is underrated at 22 in the country. I think that's – you wanted an underrated? I think Florida and Georgia are both underrated.
And it's hard for me to comment on Big Ten football or whatever they call the conference
now. Let's not.
Is Nebraska
the Big Ten plus several?
Is Nebraska? I mean, if you're Nebraska, you've got to think this is fantastic. They get a chance to go in their first season in the Big Ten, win it. They're the odds-on favorite to win the Big Ten.
Yeah. What does that say about the existing Big Ten?
Ohio State down, Michigan down. You could make an argument that Wisconsin's right there with them, and maybe Michigan State. But I think if you're Nebraska, and I'm not sure if they play in the old-timers or the new-timers division, whatever they call those things up in the Big Ten.
And, of course, Bill always does the death pool at the end of the year. He's had Joe Paterno in his death pool for 15 consecutive years now. Joe's still coaching.
Paterno in the golf cart now has reached a point where he's like, take me back to dinner here at Del Boca Vista. You know what I mean? He's, you know, Maury. Maury's going to drive the golf cart and take us back to dinner. It's 5 o'clock.
And the black rim glasses are so thick now.
Oh, you can't. It's Mr. Magoo.
You could hit a golf ball into them and they wouldn't crack.
He is Mr. Magoo.
Yes.
I mean, you can't.
How could glasses be any thicker?
Listen, college football legend, tremendous influence on the game, held college football together through the 80s.
But he's 104 years old.
He is.
104. You didn't know that, did you?
You wouldn't if you said, we're having Coach Paterno do open-heart surgery on you. No! Nowhere else in America could a 117-year-old man be employed.
I wouldn't want him to cut my hair.
No! And it is a Weekend at Bernie's situation, though, with him. And I think that golf cart thing is just merely a way to prop him up. Do you remember when Andropov was the Soviet premier?
Yes, Yuri Andropov.
Dead for 2 weeks and no one knew about it?
Here we go.
We got to hit a break. We'll go inside the SEC with Rex when we get back. A long time coming, but I know.